It's Monday, August 19th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A couple lost their house and belongings to a house fire in rural Chautauqua on Friday. Beware of scammers using your voice from videos shared on social media. Wisconsin's transportation secretary steps down for a job at UW-Madison, and the Brewers Stadium gives a new parking system a second try. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A fire destroyed a house in rural Chautauqua on Friday afternoon. A caller reported the fire just after 12:40 p.m. Friday in the 2200 block of 1½ Avenue, about 5 miles south of Chautauqua. No one was inside the house and attached garage, which was fully ablaze. Sand Creek Fire Department was paged and requested assistance from Dallas, Chautauqua, and New Auburn Fire Departments. The property belongs to Scott and Heidi Kodesh. The Chautauqua Lutheran Church said the couple lost their home and belongings, and the church was assisting with and coordinating relief efforts. Check who you're sharing your videos with on social media. Wisconsin Better Business Bureau President Jim Temmer says criminals have been using audio from videos to fake people's voices in scam calls.
If you put anything out there that has your voice in it, not very long, I forget if it's something like 8 or 10 seconds, they can use software then to generate your voice saying anything.
Timmer says scammers are banking on people's trust of you to trick them into other scams like sending money, transfers, or giving up personal information. It's best to only share videos with family or friends. Governor Tony Evers' transportation secretary plans to resign next month to take a job at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The governor's office announced Friday that Craig Thompson will leave his post on September 11th to take a position as vice chancellor for university relations at the state's flagship university. Evers appointed Thompson as transportation secretary in December 2018, shortly after the governor won election to his first term. The Senate confirmed Thompson in 2021. Evers' office said Deputy Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman will succeed Thompson. The office says she will be the first woman to serve as transportation secretary. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is in Chicago for this week's Democratic National Convention.
It's very exciting, and you know, bringing people together and being able to hear directly from the folks that are running for president and vice president.
While the DNC is in Chicago, there will be plenty of focus on Wisconsin. Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will hold a press conference in Kenosha on the topic of crime and safety. Wisconsin elections officials have decided to allow the Green Party's presidential candidate to remain on the battleground state's ballot. A Democratic National Committee employee filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Elections Commission on Wednesday seeking to keep Jill Stein off the ballot. Her appearance on the ballot could make a difference in the state, where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by between 5,700 and 23,000 votes. The DNC employee argued in the complaint that the Green Party can't nominate presidential electors in Wisconsin. The commission's attorney said Friday that she dismissed the complaint because it names the commissioners as respondents, and they can't ethically decide a matter brought against them. The Milwaukee Brewers are giving their updated parking system another try. Ted Allen takes us to the ballgame.
The parking app was launched for the home opener in April, but it was shut down due to connectivity issues. Brewers have chosen some select parking lots around the stadium for the system reboot. It allows for fans to drive straight to their parking spot by using their smartphones to scan a nearby QR code and either activate a prepaid parking pass or purchase a pass. The team hasn't yet announced when the parking changes will take effect across all the lots at American Family Field. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.